All right, Jess Pettis, San Diego. Look, someone was asking me for fantasy advice earlier today because that's all that we care about. And I said Carson Brown and Pettis, this conditions, I mean, they're not great. They suck. But it's really nothing new for you.
Bro, I just ride in the snow all the time. I don't have rain. No. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's like I've told everyone, it's pretty unpredictable. A mud race can go either way. You can win it, or you can crash out of it, or wreck your bike. So kind of got to play it smart and keep it on two wheels and save the bike was kind of my mentality, and did that. I got a really good start, kept my goggles clean, and had a good main event, good heat race and a main event. Pretty much all day was really good for me. And
you were second.
Yeah, second for a bit, and then just running that, and I'm like, all right, don't let these guys, you know, if someone's going to pass me, you know, they're going to pass me. I'm not going to send it and try and do some stupid jumps or anything stupid and then risk going down and not getting a good result. You know, you crash and get your grips dirty or your bike stalls out, and then it's kind of over. So
were you worried when the Canadian national champion was behind you putting heat on you?
I got to go, but absolutely.
Okay, fantastic.
Dude, I held everyone up for him, so he better thank me. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good. I'm pumped on the main for sure. I ran second for three or four laps, and then a couple guys got by me. Just, like I said, just ran it smart and smooth, and I mean, as most as I could out there. I ended up going down about halfway and then hit neutral and fell over again in the last corner.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, good. So had a couple mistakes.
Nobody got you in the last turn?
Or? No. I got Fernandez in the second to last turn. I guess he had a bike issue or something, and then I'm like, all right, rider smooth. Let's hit a little neutral here, fall over to last corner, make it a little interesting. But now I'm pumped. Fifth place in the main event. It's awesome.
So last week you were on the Pulp Show. We talked about you leading that heat, and you said, man, I was like freaking out a little bit, pumping up, dropped back. Did you learn a little bit, you think, from Oakland to this when you're in second?
I think so. I mean, even in Oakland, honestly, I feel like I rode really good. I just, my heart rate got really high because it's just out of my element. But yeah, I was super calm tonight. Kept my heart rate low and just rode it smart and smooth. And I mean, I feel like I rode it really good, so I'm pumped.
So, all right, brakes on now. Are you going to go to Atlanta? Do we know yet? I mean, you're 10th in points, 9th in points or something?
Yeah, 10th or 9th in points. I think it makes the decision a little easier after getting 5th tonight. It's going to go and talk to JSR and the guys this week, and we'll try and make that happen. I mean,
to do a GoFundMe or something?
Yeah, we were literally talking about that last night. That's kind
of fun. All of Canada chipping in. Think if you put a social post, hey, do you guys want me to go to Atlanta? Let's start this GoFundMe, and Canadians would just pour their cash in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I don't want to resort to that, but maybe we'll have to. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it. I obviously want to be there. That's my goal. And to just drop out of it in 10th or 9th in points, it doesn't make sense right now. So I think we're going to make it happen, you know, regardless.
Awesome. Well, hey, nice ride tonight, and thanks for coming to doing this.
Cool. Thank you.